Hey there, this is Amy, and welcome to another episode of the Job Surge Podcast. Today, I'm going to take a few minutes to deconstruct one of the biggest myths in executive job search. Let me start by asking you a question. So think for just a moment. For those of you in a job search, how much time did you spend last night or last week or the last month, quote unquote, tailoring your resume to the dozens of roles you have found that you're applying to? Was it a few minutes? Maybe it was an hour. Maybe it was several hours. Now, how does that feel? Spending all that time rearranging words on the page. I'll leave that there. Because now I want to give you a big secret revealed just for you about how much time you should be spending retooling your resume for each job. I'm going to say 15 minutes max. And maybe less, for real. If you're spending more than 15 minutes per application, you are doing it wrong. So now let's break that down. To be fair, when resume writers and recruiters talk about resume tailoring, they are not wrong. Recruiters and hiring managers want to see that you are the right fit for the position. So some of that, of course, will come from the specific language you choose to include in your resume. But if you're spending more than 15 minutes rewriting your resume every night or for every job, simply so you think you can get caught in some ATS keyword search and you're not drawing on your executive experience, you're doing the whole thing wrong. You're entering the game far too late using downstream tools to create downstream effects. What if you could use upstream strategy instead? Let me tell you about what I call the great Venn diagram in the sky. As you probably remember from high school, a Venn diagram is a handful of overlapping circles, each containing data sets. Where the circles overlap, the data sets are similar. Where they don't overlap, the data in each circle is completely independent from the rest. So step one in your job search and your application strategy is to narrow down your search to the top five roles you're most excited about. You heard it, five. For step two, visualize a Venn diagram that looks a lot like the Olympics logo. Let's say five circles, each holding one of those positions. Do those circles overlap based on the role's characteristics, expectations, industries, executive levels, and functional requirements? If so, you nailed it. Terrific. Now write your resume directly to the center of those roles, and the downstream tweaking will be a few minutes per resume, probably less than 15 minutes. If three of them overlap, but two are very different from those three, and probably very different from one another, then discard them. They're not in your plan, and changing up your resume for those roles will be more like a complete rewrite. Certainly, it will take more than 15 minutes for each one. But wait, you say. I hear you say this. What if I could do jobs 1, 2, and 3, but I'm also super qualified for jobs 4 and 5? How do I exclude those from my opportunity set? The only answer is radical acceptance that opportunities 1, 2, and 3 are in your current plan, and the others might become part of your next tier plans. Alternatively, it's time to ditch 1, 2, and 3 and focus on those that look like 4 and 5, or 4 or 5. Either way, you have to make hard choices early on in your job search. It's literally the only way forward. Taking this approach does two things for you. It gets you off the resume tailoring hamster wheel that has sucked up the last dozen plus or more nights of your life, and it gives you the type of exquisite focus that hiring teams and recruiters love to see. Thanks again for listening to my hot take on the Job Search Podcast. Hope to see you here on the next episode.